The important part of you is indestructible. When you're born, that moment in conception, there's a spark. There's the two cells, the sperm and the egg, uniting the physical world. But there's also a vibration to each one of those. And when those two come together, they form one. Not only one cell, one individual, but one spark, an energy level. And that energy is neither created nor destroyed. That energy that's neither created nor destroyed is a vibration. And that vibration's rate of motion senses the other vibrations around it and feels the difference between those two vibrations. And then this vibration grows up, and its vibration is altered and changed, as well as its physical presence. As the physical presence gets larger, the mass gets larger, so does the amount of energy. So does the power and the vibration. You're a sensory being, so all of these vibrations in the external world, you gather and you collect through your senses and your organs of sensing. These organs of sensing notice the differences, and when they collect the electromagnetic energy from the world around you, they transduce or transform that energy from one form into another form, which is hormones or hormonal energy. Now, when you're born, you're born in a darkness. This vibration, all it can sense is it senses the internal world of the mother. It's sound. Now this cell or this vibration takes shape based on those sounds. It's developed based on those sounds. In reaction and preparation for the world around it, it itself takes shape into its best possible form to handle the world around it, in which the information it collected through sound and vibrations. So now, as babies inside of our mothers, close your eyes and perceive the world. And as a baby inside your mother, you have no idea that eventually you're going to go into that world, which is in your head. You think all the world is just this world of darkness inside your mother. And then you're born and boom, the lights go on. And you're in a completely different world. And your mind is blown. You're scared. You cry. Bright lights. The darkness turns to light. Now you live this life, gathering more vibrations. And as you gather those vibrations and you absorb the electromagnetic energy around you, this becomes yourself or your personality. You've learned how to react or how to cope with the external world and the energy that comes at you. And a world is formed in your brain based on your interaction within yourself. Now this mental image, or this memory, or your consciousness is a landscape. head. Memory is landscape. Consciousness is content. Consciousness is everything you're aware of. And if you're aware of it, you've had to learn it. You're aware of it, it's internal. Consciousness is content. Now you live this life, and you've created this world in your head of the way you conceptualize life. And you've conceptualized life based on your interactions with it. And just like the infant who doesn't realize it's going into that world that it hears from within its mother, we don't realize here that we're going to go into that world and the lights are going to go on in that landscape, the conceptualization of life. And that's how we enter heaven or hell. How do you perceive life? How do you look at it? Do you look at it as a terrible thing? Do you look at it as a good thing? Or do you look at it as authentic? Neither good nor bad, it just is. And it's in this moment upon death that the light goes on to another world, a world of eternity and beauty. And we're going to love that world so much and be in awe of that world so much and live and learn in that world that we're not going to realize we're going to go on to the next level. So when you're conceived, that idea, that spark within your mother, as your energy comes into existence with the combination of the egg and that sperm, that energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's transformed. Your consciousness just collects content along the way as it goes through every dimension. So know that when you die, you do go to another world, and you do go to a world of beauty. You will see everyone you've ever known. And in the best states that you've ever known them. When this physical world ends, our bodies die. It's our subconscious mind that is afraid of death because it does not go on. But our conscious mind will learn upon death of the new world that it has just entered into. And you'll be excited to be reunited with everyone and everything you've ever known.